The past 2 years have been difficult for people like Joel Pulido. He owns a small hostel in Havana. Economic sanctions and lack of tourism due to the pandemic has worsened the economic conditions in Cuba. The U.S.'s decision to lift some economic restrictions could have a positive impact on his business. But Joel is not fully convinced how much it will change things on the ground.
It's totally unpredictable what will happen with the measures. Many promises have been made before, and we're still in the same situation. We can only wait to see if it favors us or not, if it happens.
The U.S. announced it is lifting Trump-era restrictions that include limits on family remittances, flights, and a family reunification program. It was a campaign promise by Joe Biden, and it's supposed to alleviate the impact of U.S. policy on the population.
Almost everyone here has family in the U.S., and it represents a lot for us to get help from there, not only economically, but also to be open, to be able to go there and our relatives can come here, the possibility of being in touch with our families.
The Cuban government said the announcement is positive, but does not modify the impact the U.S. embargo continues to have on the island. The U.S. decision comes as Cuba passed a new penal code that analysts say curbs dissent. In July last year, thousands of people took to the streets to protest against the government. Hundreds of protesters were detained and are facing years in prison for speaking against the political and economic conditions on the island. Human rights groups say the U.S. timing was wrong.
I would have liked to see Biden announce we are going to open the embassy, give away the 20,000 visas, begin with a reunification process. But I would also have liked to see something on human rights, like we are going to sustain a fund to assist civil society, to assist the relatives of political prisoners, or other things that put human rights at the center of U.S. policy.
Tough economic sanctions have failed to bring about political change in Cuba. And that's why, for many, it's time for a new approach. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera.